A former Bloomington School's Spanish teacher has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for murdering her husband. Sarah Miller stabbed her husband Mark at a campground in Woodford County last year during an argument. She could be out in 4 years. The case has had significant public attention because Miller was involved in many children's lives, because it's unusual to have a wife kill a husband, and because Mark Miller's family has been relatively public about its forgiveness of Sarah. Joining us to discuss the case is GLT's Ryan Dunham, who was at the sentencing hearing. Ryan, why 8 years? What were the factors that went into the judge's decision on the sentence?
Well, sure. At a case like this, you're bound to get some kind of Monday morning quarterbacking after the fact, with people kind of wondering why it happened. The defense actually wanted probation in this case, or at least probation with some maybe periodic imprisonment for a couple of years. Sarah Miller has been in jail in Woodford County since this happened. The prosecutors actually wanted a 12-year sentence, and the range really could have been between probation and 20 years in prison. Ultimately, the judge landed on 8. What he was kind of weighing was, was Sarah Miller provoked? She was confronted by her husband at that campsite. Was that provocation enough to warrant that? But also, he weighed the seriousness of the crime, stabbing somebody in the chest with a giant hunting knife. And ultimately, he landed on that 8-year term.
What makes this such an unusual case?
Well, Sarah Miller's defense attorney kind of said it herself. It's Stephanie Wong. This is not your usual second-degree murder case. She had argued in court yesterday during the sentencing hearing that the husband, the victim in this case, Mark Miller, had some behavioral issues, including some physical and verbal abuse towards Sarah. At the same time, she was arguing that Sarah is a good person. The judge said that himself, that good people do bad things. The defense brought in friends and family and co-workers at Bloomington High School of Sarah's to talk about her selflessness and her service to the community. At the same time, Sarah Miller is carrying a knife with her pretty much at all times after this 2014 attack where she was jumped outside of her home on the Bloomington's west side. And so, all those things put together kind of make this an unusual case. There's a lot of gray area here.
Mark Miller had grabbed her, not for the first time. Why didn't Sarah pursue a more traditional self-defense claim?
This is something a lot of people have been kind of wondering about. It would seem to make sense that you would maybe go to trial with this and actually make a case for self-defense. She was initially charged with first-degree murder after this happened back in October of 2016. Then a few months ago, she basically reached a deal with prosecutors to go down to a second-degree murder charge, which is a lesser charge, reduced sentence, that kind of thing. She pleaded guilty to that charge, so it's not like she was trying to fight it at all. Some interesting kind of side notes to this is she drove with Mark, her husband, to the hospital after it happened. Was very distraught after, very remorseful immediately. The victim's mother kind of spoke to this a little bit on the witness stand yesterday during the sentencing hearing. She hinted that Sarah maybe felt guilty enough where she almost thought that a period of imprisonment would be appropriate. She almost wanted that to some degree. So I asked Stephanie Wong, Sarah's defense attorney, about this exact question about self-defense.
Again, those are discussions that would open me up to discussions within the attorney-client privilege. And so, and based on the investigation, it's not something I can comment on.
What was the scene in the courtroom with family and friends of the Millers?
So this took place actually out in Eureka, which is the county seat for Woodford County. The murder took place at a campground that was outside of Carlock, so technically in Woodford County, which is why the court action was all out there. It was packed. They literally brought in folding chairs for the sentencing hearing. There was a mixture of family and friends of Sarah and Mark and both of them. Obviously, a very mixed bag there. The victim's mother, Jerry Andrew, who lives in Maryland, sat right behind Sarah Miller, who cried at times as her family and friends kind of took the stand and talked about her and her relationship with her husband. Some in the gallery were wearing actually matching T-shirts that said, in loving memory of Mark Miller, hunting, fishing, loving every day, it said. And it was a little bit awkward at times. There was some snickering in the gallery as people on the witness stand kind of depicted Sarah as the victim in the case, and as people talked about Mark's temper and some of his troubling characteristics, there was some snickering in the crowd. I asked Woodford County State's Attorney Greg Minger about this, kind of balancing those competing wants and needs from all the family and friends involved in the case.
There's people that are for 20 years and not satisfied with even that. There's people that are family and friends. There's family members that want probation. It's just taking account of their interests and talking to them, kind of getting a feel for that through letters or through other family members. And, well, so-and-so says, you know, it should be this. And just try to come up with an idea of where everybody's at. It's easier, obviously, if everybody's on the same page. This case wasn't that way. But ultimately, I have to look at everything and do what's right by the citizens of Woodford County and the state of Illinois and follow the law.
What do we know about Mark Miller?
Well, a lot of the attention in the case is kind of focused on Sarah Miller, obviously, but it's important to keep in mind that Mark was a living, breathing person too, and he had family and friends. The defense yesterday at the sentencing hearing was trying to paint him as a kind of a short-tempered, stressed-out guy about his job, prone to outbursts. He would apparently punch walls all over his house when he was mad, and Sarah Miller would go around fixing the holes in the wall. He allegedly spit on her at a bar once during a fight in view of her teaching colleagues. He allegedly threatened her during a canoe ride that very weekend at the campsite shortly before he was murdered. Smoked a lot of pot. So obviously people are kind of depicting him in a certain way. But Sarah herself, took to his defense during the sentencing hearing and talked very lovingly about him. She said that they would go to that campsite and that river there. That was his solace, to try to adjust his mood in a positive way. So even that has some context behind it. A really important factor that the defense worked on yesterday was Mark's job at McLean County Animal Control. A couple of years ago, you may recall, there was a case in which some pit bulls mauled a four-year-old girl to death. And apparently Mark was, you know, one of the first people to respond to that and saw a lot of it and saw how gruesome that was and made quite an impact on him, and people say it changed him. His mother, who's in the Navy, actually talked about, you know, wondering if he had PTSD in some sense just from that episode. His best friend, Bobby Busick, testified during the sentencing hearing. Afterward, he said he was relieved. I asked him about Mark and to talk about him a little bit.
He was a brother, you know, my brother, my best friend for my entire life. And I know during the court case, they kept talking about, you know, his work for animal control and the stress that caused. And you know, during the court case, they were trying to paint Sarah as some, you know, a victim, and it makes sense. And they didn't do a bad job. They weren't trying to bash on Mark too much, you know, other than the stress and the actions that the stress caused him. But in general, he was a great person, lots of fun. He loved outdoors activities and hunting and fishing. He spent most of his life doing that. More than anything else, he slept better in a tent than he did in his house.
What else do we know, should we know, about their relationship before the stabbing?
It's obviously really hard to look at a relationship from the outside, especially, you know, a relationship that we've only seen in a few different court hearings. But it was clearly a very volatile relationship that was at times very loving as well. There was testimony about some epic shouting matches between the two of them in view of family and friends. She'd get so frustrated with him that she'd actually run home the 20 miles from the campsite out near Carlock.
That's a runner.
Yeah, and she was a marathon runner, so, I mean, it was obviously physically doable for her, but obviously they ran into each other so much out there that she would just run home. But everyone who testified said that they loved each other, and Sarah said that herself during her statement. She encouraged him to take college classes and helped him with his resume to try to get a new job. After that animal control job really stressed him out. Right after that, though, she talked about how he had choked her and tackled her and put a pillow over her head and threatened her during that canoe ride. So obviously a lot happening under the surface that bubbled up in this episode.
GLT Digital Director Ryan Denham covered the sentencing hearing for Sarah Miller, who stabbed her husband Mark to death last year. Thanks for joining us, Ryan.
Thank you.
I'm Charlie Schlenker.